Hi folks, Jason Buckner here from Automation Made Easy. Now, welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Today I'm talking with Donna Marie Cockins from Jacaranda Business Support Services. Donna Marie has many, many years experience working with online business, just like yours. And Donna Marie is a published author and previous two times nominee for the Telstra Small Business Women of the Small Business Woman of the Year Award. It's a tongue twister. Plus, she has many, many business awards and is listed in the Who's Who of Australian Women. Goodness, that's quite an accolade. Welcome, Donna Marie Cockins.
Hi, Jason. Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome.
No problems. Now, could you tell me or tell us a little bit more about you and your background and what you've got to share with us today? Well, let's start with you and your background.
All right. Well, my background, basically, I began my business when my son was 5 and he's now 24. So it's been a few years. Originally, I provided business support services, support to help other businesses to grow, mostly smaller businesses. And although that's evolved over time, as it must, my business has also evolved as my clients have. So as you mentioned, I'm written a book. I now do a lot of live training, running workshops and the likes, but the focus is still on helping others to grow their businesses. But at the same time, I want them to do it while working less rather than having to work more as their business grows. So that's a key point there. So I began working with Brett McFall in January of 2009. And through that, because I know some of your listeners know Brett as well. He's very big on internet marketing. And I began using the internet more and more online services to try to streamline the business and try to cut down some of the hours that we spend working on our businesses. So I've continued to learn and study and implement more over the years with the focus in that direction, the online business and what businesses can do over the internet. Which is, you know, it's just amazing the way that's changed. One of the big things that I guess has always been an important part of my business and what I help others with is content creation and content marketing. I used to write a lot of articles for others. I'd work with some of the larger companies. I actually can't say the names of the company because I was contracted as a ghostwriter, which means that I wrote in their name, so therefore I can't say what I've done. But some of these major Australian companies would hire me to write articles and optimise them for the search engines and would use those to help get their websites to be found in the search engines. These days I don't actually write for others anymore, but my focus is strongly on having great content and helping others to manage this area of their business.
Lovely. Wow. It seems like in the last 19 years, your business has gone through quite a cycle there, hasn't it? It's changed over time, which you have to in business to make things happen, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, some of the foundations, the main principles are still the same, but the world is constantly changing. Technology is changing. And we've come a long way from when I first set up my business and bought this nice fax machine and relied on fax to simplify things. And now, who sends a fax anymore?
Goodness, I wouldn't even know how to work a fax machine anymore. But so one of the key things you said in your introduction there was talking about working less. And, you know, that's what Automate Weekend is all about. It's about doing less of the things that we can automate so that we can, you know, free up our time to do more of the things that we love or more of the things that we're good at as well. So, Donna Marie, can you give us three tips of what you recommend people can do to automate their business?
Sure, Jason. Love to. Look, the first thing that I would suggest is aim to set aside some time, say one day, perhaps even half a day, every 3 or 4 months, to focus on your content. So in this time, you can organise and schedule content for the next 3 months, even 6 months, and it's all taken care of in one go. So otherwise, what tends to happen is you have a couple of weeks where you get busy or, you know, life just gets in the way and you don't get around to writing this week's article or you don't get onto your social media account for a little while. The thing is that consistency is important, and if you're having to find time to work on your content every single week or maybe even every day, then it becomes a chore and it can be easy to forget it. So once every 3 or 4 months, you create all the content that you need for the next 3 months, 6 months. You could even do more than that if you wanted. And you can schedule it all and then let it go to work for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I would take a little time initially to set up your process as well, right from the beginning. If it's too late for that, then obviously you can't, but if you can, set them up from the beginning and look for ways of automating anything that you can. So when it comes to creating and distributing your content, which is where I focus, I don't recommend that you automate all of the content creation as such, but you could outsource a lot of it. And then it's really the distribution side of things. So sharing that on the internet, or you know, it doesn't have to be the internet. There's other places you can share it too. But it's the distribution side of things where you can really get stuck in and automate so many of the processes. There's all sorts of tools that you can use to schedule content so it can be published over time, depending on what platforms you're using. And this is the number one thing that I recommend doing. A third tip would be to create and document systems within your business. List every little detail of each process that you do, if you do it repeatedly. And I know, Jason, you've got a really good quote that you like to use there.
I do have a quote. It's if you can do it once, do it. If you have to do it twice, create a system of it. If you have to do it thrice, automate it.
I love that. I was almost going to borrow that from you, and then I thought, no, I'll leave that for you. But yeah, look, creating systems, but documenting them as well, it saves so much time for when you come back and repeat the task later. It also makes it easy for others to follow. So you can outsource those tasks. The important thing here is that it's documented and that it's in detail. So you put down even the common things that you think, oh, I'll remember that I have to do that, or I have to click this button. If everything's nice and simple and straightforward, next time you have to do the task, you don't even have to think about it. You just look at 1, 2, 3. If you pass it on to someone else, they'll know exactly what to do without leaving any steps out. And I know often people think, yeah, well, that'll take me too much time to do. But honestly, the sooner you focus on getting these systems documented, the sooner you're going to find that you can be freeing up more time in your business.
I love it. It's all about being able to grow as well. If you've got this structure in place, you can use these steps to grow, you know, to walk up the ladder. Whereas if the structure is not in place, then it's much more difficult. It's an opportune time that you're discussing this, because I think you know, Donna Marie, that I've been using a new tool, a new project management tool that is helping me with tasks and systems, and you know, creating a template for a repeat task. So every time we can just go back to this template and just go step one, step two, step three, step four, and just make sure every single step is done. And then we can, as Donna Marie says, allocate it to other people so that they can learn the process but also know what needs to be done.
Exactly, and I know you love that tool.
I love it. Guys, it's called Asana, A-S-A-N-A, and I am just loving it. I'm loving it so much. Anyway, back to Donna Marie. Donna Marie, that's wonderful stuff. Now, can you also give us three things that you're going to teach for us at Automate Weekend?
Absolutely. I'm so excited about Automate Weekend. I'm really looking forward to being able to share this information and work with everyone. So what I'm going to teach you, first of all, I'm going to show you how to increase your traffic, your leads, subscribers, sales, engagement with your customers and with potential customers, and how to increase your profits overall. Best of all, I'm going to teach you how to do all this while you're helping others at the same time. And there's various ways that we can do that. The thing is, I know that sometimes people can feel a little guilty when we're talking about making a profit. You know, you feel like maybe it's wrong to be making a profit. The thing is, we are in business to make a profit. We all need to eat. We all need to pay our bills. It's just a fact of life. But if you can do all this with the focus on helping others at the same time, it makes it so much easier. And, you know, it makes it easier for you to really get stuck in and get these systems in place. So the second thing is that we're also going to be looking at who our customers really are, because this is one thing that I've found so many business owners aren't perfectly clear on. When you know exactly who your customer is, everything just flows better. You know exactly who you're marketing to, you know who you're speaking to, you know who you're writing for. And it's surprising how many people try to target the broader customer base, thinking, you know, well, look, my product is suitable for everyone, so everyone is my customer. You're actually doing yourself a disservice by thinking that way. And so during Automate Weekend, we're going to do a very quick exercise that everyone there will be able to take part in so that we can get crystal clear on who our ideal customer is. The third thing that I'm going to share is I want to share some very effective strategies to help you simplify your content management. I mean, let's face it, this is an area that can be very overwhelming, especially if, you know, you're hearing people saying you've got to write blog posts and you've got to write articles and you've got emails to write for your lists and you've got social media posts and then you've got to share it all and cross-sharing and there's all these different places and it just becomes either too hard or it's so overwhelming people tend to give up before they really get started. So I want you to imagine if you could go away for a couple of weeks, but know that your blog is still going to have new articles published and that all of your social media accounts will have fresh content published without you even thinking about it while you're relaxing. That's actually quite easy to set up, and that's one of the things that I'll be teaching you at Automate Weekend.
Love it. I can't wait to hear it myself. Some of those things I need to implement into my business, definitely. So just to recap, you're going to talk about increases in traffic, leads, subscribers, while you're helping others and hopefully increasing your profit in there as well. Then also looking at who our customers or who our target customers really are, and I think that's a really important thing to learn from as well. And also, you know, to even just question ourselves right now, who are our target customers? And simplify content management, simplify and automate content management, which is golden. And I can't wait to hear that. Donna Marie, I look forward to welcoming you to Automate Weekend live and look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Jason. I'm looking forward to it too.